I'm Caitlin Cass.
I'm an assistant professor here
at the School of the Arts.
Cass has been immersed in the world of writing and visual storytelling for many years. In college, she initially explored storytelling through comics, and her dedication to this form of art only deepened in grad school. She has already self-published books, and since 2009 has published a bi-monthly comic periodical. Some of her most recent works are for public display now.
I have an exhibition called Suffrage Song at UNO Chris Library Osborne Family Gallery. It's an exhibition that includes a historical panorama and original comic pages from a book I have coming out this June called Suffrage Song, The Haunted History of Gender, Race, and Voting Rights in the U.S. It's about the history of failure.
The idea for this exhibition and book came from commemorating the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage.
That was in 2019 and 2020. I began the project with a gallery in Buffalo, New York. It was shared online during the pandemic, and then there was also an exhibition and a catalog. And it was important to me from the beginning to make sure I also represented the civil rights and women in the civil rights movement who didn't have the right to vote after the 19th Amendment was passed.
The Suffrage Song exhibit at Osborne Family Gallery at UNO showcases images and readings from the project, highlighting the book.
There is a panorama that's painted. It's a 14-foot panorama that's sort of a timeline of main points in the book. There are original pages from the introduction of the book, as well as printed ephemera from different stages of the project and notes and research from the project. This project was super important to me as somebody who often made comics that sort of satirize history and specifically kind of poked fun at dead white males, and learning about a history that I didn't know that much about. Like, I knew women got the right to vote in 1920, 1919, but I didn't realize what went into that and all the sacrifices that were made and the ways in which different groups were sort of pinned against each other in the fight to get their own voting rights.
The Suffrage Song exhibition will continue to be on display until May 9. Additionally, June 4th is the release date of the accompanying book, and there will be a special book reading event at Jocelyn Castle on June 17. For more information, you can visit the Osborne Family Gallery's website. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.